Hello and welcome to the Digital Careers Podcast, which offers insights and advice to advance your digital career, as well as make your digital hiring more effective. In my thoughts episode from the Digital Careers Podcast last week, I discussed three themes from conversations I'm having with my C-suite clients. And to recap, they were number one, dealing with the fallout or in some cases the opportunity COVID-19 presents. Number two, the threats from digital disruption and the prospects for the digitally invested. And number three, hiring great people remains the biggest constraint to growth. And in this week's thoughts episode, we're going to continue the theme of points two and three and discuss five things visionary leaders should be doing about their digital hiring. Number one, invest in your future business model now. Digital disruption will impact us all. The most talented leaders in my experience are unquestionably the ones who can spin several plates simultaneously. They're great operational managers and also grasp the need to innovate, hiring people who think differently and bring new perspectives. We've all seen so many organizations over the years get lulled into a false sense of security by relying on traditional revenue streams and then failing to adapt. And in a Barton Rock report on the five steps to hire great data-savvy digital leaders, which can be downloaded in the knowledge section of my website, I highlighted that it's sobering to think that since the year 2000, over half the companies in the Fortune 500 have either gone bankrupt, acquired, or dropped off that list due to the disruption of traditional industry models by digital ones. Now, some great companies failed to adapt to the changing demands of their market. And as one medical sector client I spoke to very recently said to me, that sector has benefited hugely from the upswing in demand created from COVID, yet she described digital progress in her specific space as glacial. Complacency was rife because of record profits, but she was fearful that an innovative, digitally led firm could disrupt their sector Uber style within a matter of a few years. The CEO will instinctively know the music's going to stop. Still, there was a delicate balance between correctly timing any digital transformation, and remember, two-thirds of them fail, and insulating your existing revenue streams, in some ways trying to disrupt yourself. The answer arguably is to hedge your bets and try new things alongside your traditional model. But as a recent Digital Careers podcast guest said to me, there is often no blueprint for digital. And this is where digital strategists or visionaries are so valuable. Sometimes these profiles are chief technology officers, but I've often seen some of the smartest talent move in-house from management consultancies. So it may feel like common sense to focus on your digital future, but there are still some companies keeping their fingers crossed and hoping that industry-changing digital disruption won't occur on their watch. Point number two, meet outstanding digital talent proactively. Now, whilst the vast majority of executives I've placed have been from specific mandates my clients have retained me on, for organisations where I have incredibly close working partnerships, I am an advocate of business leaders continually scouting for great people, no more so than in digital. These are progressive thinking companies, prepared to be more proactive and have exploratory conversations with particularly unique profiles. Good examples of this in the digital world are data scientists and data-savvy CTOs and chief marketing officers who can chart a digital roadmap which is instrumental in shaping new business models. As a business leader, work schedule permitting, I've always met high-caliber people who wrote to me directly or were introduced proactively by recruiters. Irrespective of the state of the economy, and for that matter the performance of your business, don't slip into the trap of thinking you can't afford to hire certain profiles that are critical to the future. Sometimes you can't afford not to, and the only cost is an hour of your time. And even then you'll have learned something about a competitor or will have gained some valuable insights into how other companies are charting their digital path. That strikes me as a remarkably good return if you can unearth someone that can truly influence the digital future of your company. The very best executive search consultants should have their finger on the pulse in their specialist market and will be able to make appropriate introductions. But as another CEO guest on Digital Careers said to me recently, it's about your employment brand too, and demonstrating that you do cool and interesting stuff in digital. Point number three, upgrade digitally critical positions. Digital has been high on company agendas for some years, but COVID-19 has jettisoned it firmly to be top priority. Companies are now seriously addressing the quality of their digital leadership, and there is increasing evidence of upgrading key roles. I'm seeing digitally maturing companies prioritize data and technology, product, customer experience professionals. The latter two usually sitting under the chief marketing officer, which is a position also earning some scrutiny, since the axis between the CMO and the CTO, or chief data officer, is so critical. The key when evaluating such individuals, however, is to understand specifically how they have influenced any digital change and how precisely success was measured. This evidence required to truly determine someone's capability often won't be on a CV, and it requires a skilled interviewer to really dig down into the detail and assess a prospective candidate. Point number four, remember to look after your best people, even if your business is in difficulty. You might be focused on survival when this article was written in October 2020, but what's going to get you out of a hole is great people. Even if it's not your direct competition headhunting your people who might be hurting equally, you can bet other organisations will be capitalising on the market opportunity and scouting for great digital people. A consumer client said to me recently that there were some outstanding digital people on the market from the travel and hospitality sectors that were being snapped up by other consumer businesses. And remember, digital experience is seen as increasingly transferable now, since in some categories there's such a skill shortage. And I'm seeing organisations look to learn from other sectors and have candidates bring different perspectives and challenge conventional thinking. And point number five, strongly consider redeploying talent into digital from other functions of the business. Now, whilst there are certain mission-critical digital positions where a prior track record in digital will be essential, digital jobs further down the hierarchy can often be filled with internal moves. Attitude can be as much a determinant of success in digital as prior track record. And if the individual already knows the workings and culture of your company, then this is already a big step forward. A visionary leader will be looking at workforce planning to fill gaps in digital functions, as well as hiring from outside. And I've seen this happening in the aviation and entertainment sectors recently, as business models have needed to evolve. Now, this isn't intended to be exhaustive, but I hope it provides a basic checklist and certainly something to consider. If you'd like to discuss any of this further, or if you'd like specific advice on your digital hiring strategy, please get in touch with me on guy@bartonrock.com or visit bartonrock.com. And remember to tune in every Monday for further Digital Careers Thoughts and every Thursday for Digital Careers Meets, where my guests are high-profile international business leaders talking digital.